Hey, Hudson Valley. This February, we're doing our fourth annual Vintage Valentine's pop-up market. Did I say Valentine's?
You did say Valentine's.
It's sponsored by Jared Dines, YouTube star. That's a very specific joke.
I don't know, though.
Okay. February 8th here. Come out for our fourth annual Vintage Valentine's. It is, of course, a pop-up market that we do right here in the store. It's the Saturday before Valentine's Day for all y'all who maybe slacked on getting gifts. Don't you worry. We got you. There's plenty of fun stuff. There's going to be vintage clothes. There's going to be oddities, gifts, local art, all kinds of fun stuff. So if you're around, come on by. Get someone you love something nice. And shop some cool shit here at Darkside. Maybe you'll get some. Full details on DarksideRecords.com.
Have you checked out the new Darkside Records smoke shop located inside of Darkside Records? We got everything that you need, from glass to papers, accessories like pokers and grinders.
Grinded.
Stop on by for all your smoke and smoke accessory needs.
Hey, Internet. Darkside Records is, of course, your home for Record Store Day, which this year was just announced is going to be on Saturday, April 18th. So mark your calendars now and stay tuned. We're going to have all your list updates, all the gooch going on, and get yourself ready mentally and physically for the biggest day of the year at Darkside Records.
Now let's get to the podcast.
Zoom.
This is the Darkside Records and Gallery Podcast.
Just checking to see if anybody submitted a question to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to that on Twitter, at least, is no. But
thanks, Twitter.
We did get a reply to our Save the Date post about Record Store Day.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 24 hours.
Okay.
So all the post says is Save the Date, Record Store Day, April 18th, 2020. And at Blink182 Pod wrote, cum vag, as one word.
C-O-M-E?
Yes. No. C, lowercase c,
mm-hmm.
capital U.
What?
Lowercase m, capital V, capital A, G. No space, and it's in parentheses. So it's come. I don't know how you do it.
You know what that is?
C-U-M, C-U-M, Virginia,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Golly.
Mm-hmm. That is someone was trying to type their Twitter password in. And accidentally left a comment on our post.
Special characters. Good on them for having the special characters.
Thanks, Blink182 Pod.
I like also that there's a translate tweet button on
Hit
the
that. Let's see what it says.
Let's see. Translate. Translated from Hungarian by Google.
Okay.
It translates to cum vag.
Well, I posted the same question on Facebook and the Instagram, and I actually got a couple of replies to that.
Oh.
So we put out there to the world, to the internet, that we're recording, and we asked you to submit some questions using our hashtag Darkside Records Podcast.
Maybe that's the problem. I used the wrong hashtag on Twitter.
Oh, well, we'll click on your hashtag and see if it says anything.
110 Chandler at Men in Putney Hill said... We're recording a hashtag Darkside podcast for at Pilot Shorts today, our first homebrew podcast.
See, this is what I was saying. Everybody, there's so many podcasts that use the hashtag Darkside podcast, and I tried to get ahead of the curve like probably a month ago. Like I talk a lot of shit about other podcasts using that hashtag, and then I realized, you know, I was like, we should lead the pack. We should lead the charge. I'm going to do the thing that I tell every other podcast that uses Darkside podcast to do and just make our own hashtag. So I moved it over to Darkside Records podcast.
I also, while you were saying that, just reread the date and it was 1/10/2018. So two years ago. And then 2/29/2016, somebody used the hashtag Darkside podcast and they said they had a great time consensually as a guest on the Dark Side podcast.
Whoa.
Best record store this side of the Mississippi.
Oh.
That was Jeffrey Terriot. Ed Hotnicks is his handle.
Oh. That's my friend Handsome Jeff.
Oh.
He's handsome.
Hey, Handsome Jeff. thanks for giving us that compliment 4 years ago almost.
He's a listener.
Okay.
You remember that one? He sat on the floor over
here.
Oh,
yeah. I do remember.
I don't know why he was on the podcast, what we were doing.
I don't know.
Okay. I'll go back.
I can barely remember yesterday.
I'll go back to the archive and find out. The Dark Side Archives. Welcome to the Dark Side Records podcast. This, of course, is a record brought to you by the good folks at Dark Side Records, located at 611 Dutchess Turnpike in...
I'd like to point out that you just said this is, of course, a record brought to you by the good folks.
Is that what I said?
You said record, not podcast.
Son of a bitch. All right, starting it over. Here we go. Hey, Internet. Hey, Internet. Welcome to the Dark Side Records podcast. This, of course, is a podcast brought to you by the good
Stepping
folks.
Stepping it up!
2020. We're just improving every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's, of course, a podcast brought to you by the good folks at Dark Side Records, located at 611 Dutchess Turnpike in Poughkeepsie.
Ding.
Or on the web at darksiderecords.com. Or at the hashtag Dark Side Records Podcast.
There you go.
This, of course, is a podcast where we discuss music, vinyl records, the record industry.
Cursory pop culture.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah. And bodily functions.
Is there a bodily function I should know about before we get too deep into this thing?
Well,
let me know if it's going to clear the room.
I'm having a bit of a toothache.
Go on.
I don't know. I think I have a cavity bothering me. It must be pretty bad if it's bothering me.
Well,
to the point where I'm talking about it on a podcast.
What my dentist told me, shout out to Cyril Mansberger, Mountain View Dental and Beacon. That's not an ad.
Dorothy Manstooth is a saint.
He told me that if it's, let me see. If it's affected by cold, that's okay. If it's affected by hot, or if it's sensitive to hot, that's when it's bad.
Okay.
What's your symptoms? Let's play amateur dentistry.
This is our new podcast for 2020. Diagnose a tooth. I don't know. It just sort of came on. It was fine earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I was drinking anything when it onset.
Usually that helps if you're drinking something.
I was doing a bit of construction. Okay. Maybe some vibrations have set me off here.
You know, I thought the same thing. There was a period when we were back at the old store. This was probably the last year we were at the old store, and I definitely had a cavity that I just remember, I can remember the moment I was putting CDs away in the rack, and just, out of nowhere, it was just, all-encompassing, mind-numbing pain. And it was so fucking bad. And that was actually the first time, that's when I was like, all right, it's been years since I've been to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to fucking do this.
I'm in the same boat.
It was so bad.
On the flip side of things,
mm-hmm.
I did just buy an electric toothbrush recently.
Oh, what'd you get?
I got a Quip. Quip.
Okay.
I needed more things that start with Q in my life, so I went with a Quip.
All I got is Q-tips. It's the only thing I can think of.
You go name brand on those, huh?
Look, you said Q, so I'm trying to just think of Q-related things to have in your house.
I go generic on the cotton swabs, not the...
Sure. Look.
Not the full-on brand name here.
I am also a firm believer in, calling it what it is and not using brand names to identify it, but...
But you're saying Q-tip?
You need a Q, so I'm just trying to give you a Q.
No, I have a Q. I got a Quip. You're stretching for cues, right? You're grasping at cues.
That's it. I know Jenny got a water pick.
Hmm.
It doesn't start with Q, but it's, it's like a, instead of flossing, she uses that. Hmm. And her dentist said that it was the best, I'm going to paraphrase terribly here, but it was the best that they had ever seen her teeth. And if she continued to use the water pick as is, they were like, you are perfect. You'll be great. You won't have anything. Keep doing it. Done. On the other hand, went in for a cavity, so,
To bring it back to music,
mm-hmm.
there's a line in a Third Eye Blind song where he says, I want to be your water pick sour massager.
That sounds painful. Combining a water pick and a shower massager?
I think that's a brand of, shower head.
Oh.
And he's talking about her masturbating in the shower with the water pick. Name brand masturbation.
So what you're saying is I unintentionally went right back to using a name brand for a product instead of what it actually was.
Fuck. Is that actually a name brand?
That's what she called it.
I just assumed that it was called. I don't really know. I don't own one, hence why I have a cavity.
Right,
clearly.
Right. Well, if you need a good dentist, Cyril Mansberger in Beacon.
I'm gonna give a shout out to a friend of the store.
Oh.
Franklin Vigliotti, DDS. And I might be calling you for an appointment, Frank.
Okay.
He comes in all the time, so I figured, you know.
Frank, we will trade you in podcast advertisements.
Quid pro quo.
Oh, oh.
I got a double Q, baby. I win.
Well, so I thought we'd get together for this episode of the podcast here and talk a little bit about 19 in a little under a week. We're coming up on our 9th anniversary as a store.
That's right.
Yeah. January 18th, of course, we're having our 9th anniversary celebration here at Darkside Records.
611 Dutchess and Mike in Poughkeepsie.
I was trying not to say
or on the web.
We have a really fun day planned. We have a whole lot of stuff that's going to go on. And in celebration of that celebration, I thought we'd talk about the store a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk about some memories. Yeah. Talk about some 2019.
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. Start over now. Hey, Internet. Welcome to...
here we go.
I posted a list on our Instagram page that was of our top new vinyl sellers
that's
of
right.
2019. And I've got a whole bunch more that'll be going out over the remainder of the week. We broke down a bunch of stuff. I appreciate that you're so data-minded.
The people, and by the people I mean me, need to know.
Well, I like a friend, our friend BK, had a great quote the other day that I really appreciated, which was when talking to somebody about something, he said, I'm probably going to misquote this, it's a fact, so it doesn't matter if you believe it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said.
And I appreciate that sentiment. I feel like that's that should be like the tagline for 2020 in general.
yes.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly quick. That being said, you pulled a bunch of lists of stuff that happened, or I should say...
Stuff that happened.
You pulled a bunch of lists of...
of what you people did.
In here, in 2019. We had two masturbators. We had 23 shoplifters. We have you all on camera. Every single one of you.
And we're releasing it all.
Oh, that would be the best revenge, honestly.
It would be hilarious.
Yeah. So we'll start a new YouTube channel. It'll be called...
Darkside Does Doxing.
So wouldn't it just be Doxside?
Yeah. But it doesn't flow with my Debbie Does Dallas joke.
Okay. So I thought we could just talk about a couple of those lists.
Sure.
I guess let's just start with that top sellers of 2019, new vinyl, because it's out there and you can see it right now, like I said, on our Facebook or our Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post all these lists on our website as well on darksideofrecords.com. I'll post it in the news section.
News.
So head on over to the news and you can see all these lists. But it was obviously 2019, very good year for us.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody for supporting us for the year. We're chugging along. We're cruising right on into 2020 now. It's weird to say 2020.
Yeah.
I don't think I've said it out loud much.
Well, I keep writing 19 on everything still. But,
yeah, I keep correcting the dates everybody puts in the spreadsheets. okay, so we're starting with new vinyl.
Sure.
How big of a top do we want? Like, how much do you want to go? I think your post was what? 15, right?
Yeah, top 15.
Okay.
And we don't have to talk about all of them. We can just talk about some highlights, maybe, some things that we found interesting.
Okay.
And, of course, the number one seller in the store, Baroness.
Baroness.
Gold and or gray. It's also made it onto a bunch of our staff top 10 podcasts.
I feel like I have rediscovered that record in the last couple of weeks, honestly. I keep listening to it. And not that I didn't enjoy it when it came out, but I'm loving it more now. It's like, it's matured within me.
Well, we talked about that on the last episode when we had everybody here doing our staff top 10 lists. Oh. And we talked about how...
I was there.
And, you know, I mentioned, I think a couple other people mentioned that we kind of, you know, we were into it. And obviously Baroness played in the store, which was an amazing, wonderful memory for 2019.
And I should say the reason that it's number one on our bestsellers list of the year. So thank you to everyone who came out.
That's right.
Supported us, the band, and of course our exclusive in-store only variant that we got.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if we'll ever be able to say those words again. Like, that's pretty monumental.
That's true. But we when we were talking, we mentioned about how we kind of were really into it, and then we kind of put it away. And I kind of did it on purpose a little bit because I felt myself getting burnt, so I tried to kind of step away from it. Also, I felt like I was annoying everyone on staff because I was playing it all the time in the store.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But so, and then we all sort of mentioned a similar sentiment where we you know, we're like, yeah, we liked it, and then it kind of drifted off. But I'm glad we did listen to it, and I made a point of listening to it after the podcast because I wanted to kind of go back and see how I felt. And also, I do still appreciate that record a lot.
I listened to it at home the other day while I was working, and then it just led me to play the other Baroness records. I was going in reverse chronological order, actually. I got up to Red.
That's most of them. So I mean,
yeah, I got through pretty good chunk. But yeah. I feel like the other part of it was so much other good music came out that it was just got distracted and then get busy. And
but yeah, so they obviously played in the store, and as part of that, we got that in-store exclusive. Didn't hurt their numbers, certainly.
I think so, it was a little bit of a boost.
The old Baroness bump.
All right, so that was number one.
Yeah, number two.
Came as a surprise to me, I think mostly just because I had kind of forgotten about it.
Yeah.
But number two, Vampire Weekend, Father of the Bride.
And that was a record that, I'll just, you know, full disclosure, I wasn't super into it. I didn't really care going in. I'm not on the Vampire Weekend hype train.
I'm with you.
So,
but I think we're like the only two people on staff that don't give a fuck.
Exactly. And so even though I wasn't that into it, there was a great response, and everyone on our staff and a ton of customers were here.
I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember why that record was so big for us?
Was it the autographed test press?
It was. Well,
the TP?
It wasn't just the autographed test press. It was all the autographed jackets that I managed to secure from Sony to go with the record. So how it worked is, you came and bought the record, and then your boy here had finagled his way into getting, I want to say it was like 30 or 40 autographed LP jackets, which was pretty fucking sweet and certainly a big selling point. And another behind the scenes exclusive Dark Side behind the scenes. We were like this close. If you weren't watching, I've got my fingers maybe an eighth of an inch apart from each other. We were this close to having a little autograph signing with Vampire Weekend.
That would have been so cool.
We were going to do it with our friends BSP up in Kingston because they were playing at UPEC, and it sort of just never really – it fell through, I would say, like the week before. So a bummer. But just so you know, we out here. We out here flexing. We're trying.
We're trying.
Trying to make it happen.
The number three title was a reissue.
Number three.
Oh, I see. It was, of course, Thrice.
Thrice.
The 10th anniversary edition.
Twice.
Nope.
Three times an LP.
Beggars. The 10th anniversary edition of their album. This was another one that
escaped me.
I wasn't super into, but holy shit, the response from our customers and our listeners was intense. Especially like our good buddy Joe Angelo.
Joe Angelo.
He was stoked on this. As soon as they announced it, pre-orders were blowing up in our store.
You know what's funny? We're just looking at this list right now. The top four are all things that we had great pre-orders numbers on.
Yeah.
So it just shows you the power of the pre-order and what you people do right and what you people do wrong. That's right. It's not all love. It's a little scold. You can handle it.
So if you aren't pre-ordering things, hey, did you know you could pre-order things?
Hey, Internet!
Right here at DarkSideRecords.com. At our website. You can do it in-store. You can call us. You can slide in those DMs. Whatever you want. Just let us know the things you want so we can make sure to get them in for you. It helps us help you.
It just helps, like, honestly.
Yeah.
You tell us what you're excited about, what you want. Even if you don't commit, tell me what you're excited about. That way I know to be more on my game on that. Like, maybe I'm just, like, Thrice is a good example. I never really listened to Thrice when I was coming of age. And you were already of age.
I had a bunch of buddies who all listened to Thrice.
That's right.
I played in a band with a guy who was really into Thrice, but, you know, it just wasn't, it just didn't quite.
It was on my radar.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was like we just passed like ships in the night. You know, Thrice and me.
All right, so I guess that brings us to number four. And another one, like I said, big pre-order numbers, kind of a cult following of a band, and that's The Main. You are, hey,
you're okay.
Okay.
It's all in the inflection, that album.
You are okay. You're okay.
You are okay.
You are. Well, we still have the big old poster display up here.
That's right. Of course, we did a fun in-store event featuring the Maine, where they live streamed in and chatted with a bunch of fans and
yeah, that was a crazy night. I don't know if you recall that night.
I didn't actually work this one, so tell me. Yeah.
You know where you were?
Where was I? Seeing Baroness.
No.
Oh.
You were at the Hudson Valley Tattoo Fest at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center.
Oh, the one we're going to be at again this March 29th through something something?
That's right.
Oh, that's not an ad.
It kind of was. You and I had been at the Tattoo Fest all day, mm-hmm. but we had this happening that night because we were having the live stream in from the Maine. We also had the Marist Art Capping Show
at
the same exact time. So I tag-teamed out with Julia. She came to watch the table at the Civic Center, and I came back to do the in-store.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an in-store listening event, whatever you want to call it.
I mean, just having them come in and do live stream, that's pretty rad.
I think more bands should do that. Like,
yeah.
We could set up the big screen, the projector somehow, and do like a whole Q&A with a band. They don't even have to fucking show up.
Exactly.
Hey, bands. Are you a band?
No, this will be our new company. We'll start.
Yeah. So we did that. There was a bunch of very excited people nervously talking to the Maine. And then I said hi, because what I do.
Sure.
And we listened to the Maine, and it made it to number 4 on the bestsellers for new vinyl last year.
Number 5 was...
Still feeling the bump, I want to say, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was... I can't remember when the movie came out, but it was fall 2018, right?
Well, we went all to see it together in the theater.
I feel like it was chilly out. Let's see. Let's Google it. You keep waiting for the answer.
But it is the second reissue that is on the top 10 list here. And I should point out, when we say new vinyl, it doesn't mean necessarily new releases. This is just new ordered LPs, not used stuff, things that we ordered through a distributor. So they span a bunch of years. And while we're waiting for that other answer, there's a bunch of stuff that's on here that
I've got it.
Is surprising. You know, there's... you have things that came out this year. The Raconteurs is on here. The Menzingers. But then you have The Beatles. You have Tool. You know, there's a bunch of stuff that we just happened to sell a lot of, and it really just shows what you guys were excited for in 2019.
Yeah, absolutely. Bohemian Rhapsody was released on November 2nd, 2018, here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember distinctly when we talked about this last year that the Greatest Hits soundtrack... Not the soundtrack, sorry. The Greatest Hits record from Queen was one of the top sellers of 2018, and here it is at number 5 in 2019 as well.
Feeling that Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's horrible.
Sorry.
And I would also like to point out that it was dumb of them to do it this way, but they released the actual soundtrack to the movie months after it came out, and that also made the top 10 list not the top 10 list, but the top sellers list for 2019.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Number 15 is Queen Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Well, while we're talking about vinyl, let's talk about used vinyl.
All right.
Like, this is this one's a little different. It's a little more fun, a little more chaotic, and I kind of like it that way.
Yeah, you never know. And also, it's random. Like,
it's so random. And I find it surprising and kind of fun.
But looking over the list here, it's all classics, really. Which I guess makes sense, because they made a lot of them. For the most part, they're not super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you got that that automatic volume built in right there.
Yeah. And I should point out, this is purely a numbers game here for these. This is sellers based on units sold in store. So that's what makes these used ones kind of fun.
Let's go reverse this time.
Okay.
Let's reverse cowgirl this one.
Okay.
Let's start from number 10.
Okay. Number 10. Hot.
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 Joan Wilson and the Boys.
Me and the Boys.
Heart, self-titled album, Heart. I love how many classic rock albums are on this, which is a true testament to what comes in and out of here all the time. when people are shopping.
It's true. Like, you know, shit on it if you want to, but a classic's a classic.
Yeah.
Hey, Poughkeepsie, the internet's going to judge your taste. So, yeah, number 10, Heart's self-titled record, which was originally released in 1985.
Number 9, Billy Joel's 52nd Street.
Cross 50... No, it didn't work. Sorry. Everybody loves BJ.
Oh, God.
Yep. Sorry. Had to do it.
Number 8, Fleetwood Mac.
But not the Fleetwood Mac you would expect, I'd imagine. I bet you're thinking it's going to be Rumors, isn't it?
Sure.
No?
I mean, I'm a Rumors guy myself.
It's not going to be self-titled? Maybe it's self-titled. It's not. If it's not Rumors, it's got to be self-titled.
Those are the two I know. I'm not a huge Mac man.
But both of those answers would be wrong. Guess what it actually was?
My favorite Kevin Smith horror movie?
Tusk?
Yeah.
From Tusk Till Dawn?
Sure.
Fleetwood Mac, Tusk. Coming in at number 8 on the used vinyl top sellers this year.
Yeah. Number 7, Michael Jackson. Thriller.
Ba-da-ba-da.
James Bond.
You heard James Bond?
I was
trying to do the thrill, like the big swoop up of the Thriller.
Noise. Oh, I was singing the song from Goldeneye because that's all I can really reference for James
I've
Bond.
Never seen a James Bond movie, which I think we've covered on the podcast before.
I don't think I have either. I played a lot of Goldeneye on N64.
I've been pretty Flemmy before, though.
That's gross. Okay.
Ian Fleming joke, people.
No. But nothing surprising. Michael Jackson, huge. So
I think that number would be higher if we had more. That's a record that comes and it goes.
Oh, yeah. And this is what we always tell people. Like when people tune in to our Use Choose for Use previews that we do on Facebook Live every Monday night, we talk about things that come out, and there's always a couple that we talk in the video, not because they're particularly rare, not because they're particularly expensive, but just because they go.
Yep.
They fly out the door every single time they come in.
Although I stopped talking about Michael Jackson on the video.
Good move. Probably for the best.
People get too uppity, so I just leave it alone.
Look, I've seen YouTube comments. I want nothing to do with that world.
Fuck you, YouTube.
I want nothing to do with that. Number 6, Foreigner.
What?
Double Vision.
Is that how that song goes?
Of love. Yeah. Say what?
How about number 5 is a palindrome record. Genesis. Abacab. Sorry. Oh. It's not a palindrome. Never mind.
That's not what I thought it was. Acab. This was their anti-police record.
It's actually a retelling of Moby Dick, but about a cab driver, like the one cab that you can ever get, so...
Sure, it's not a Goodwill Hunting, but it's about a cab driver, but he doesn't have a calculator. He only has an abacus. You're welcome. Number 4, The Police, Synchronicity. Not the Police album that I think would be the huge seller out of all the Police albums.
Right?
You know?
I didn't see Foreigner, Genesis, or The Police making the list.
Yeah.
But goes to show.
Yeah. Like, I'm an Outlandos de Amor kind of guy, personally. But, I mean, Synchronicity, great album.
Yeah.
It also, I listened to Synchronicity unrelated to this podcast recently, and I found it so funny that I found that record really, like, risky and adventurous, especially on side A. There's so many strange tracks. And then you get to side B, it has, like, Every Breath You Take.
Right.
You know, huge, massive singles that carried the whole rest of the record. But it was funny to me listening to it from the, you know, beginning to end, and you know, being halfway through and going like, I can't believe this is, you know, one of the hugest selling albums, or such a huge selling album.
Yeah, for real. I don't know the last time I listened to that record. It's probably been 10 years.
Give it
I
a spin.
Really know.
It's very like King Crimson, Robert Fripp influenced.
Huh.
It's like I said, there's a bunch of strange songs on there that made it very surprising to me, and giving it kind of like a critical listen now was kind of a fun thing to do.
Well, I guess that brings us to number 3. We should have done this like Casey Kasem.
And number 3.
Number 3! I don't know what I'm doing.
I can't do it good. You gotta hold your nose.
These Dreams.
And for the second week in a row,
Coming in at number three, it's the man from Jersey himself, one and only Mr. Bruce Springsteen with Born in the USA.
I like that you can't stop doing David Lynch.
I fucking can't.
It's David Lynch with a cold.
Yes, that stuffy David Lynch.
But yeah, Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. Not surprising at all to me.
No,
that's a classic.
That record, it fucking like, a nice clean copy of Springsteen Born in the USA is $10 all day long. Fucking, just get it.
Exactly.
What I would have thought would be number one is actually coming in at number two. I think, again, this is the instance of having enough clean copies to satisfy the valley.
Well, one thing I just want to put out really quick.
Breaking.
Bruce Springsteen, one of the few artists who appears both on our top sellers, new and used. So, of course, he was at number three with Born in the USA, and he was at number 14 for new vinyl with his new album, Western Stars.
He's number six on the new CD chart as well.
So he's our – I haven't compared all the lists, but he's a triple crossover.
Let's
already.
Let's see if he's on the used CD chart here. Didn't make the top 25 on CD for used. Try harder, Bruce.
But yeah, so number two.
Back to number two.
Which, you are correct, is surprising that it's not number one.
I really think it would be if we had the volume of copies we needed.
Yeah, another one. Flies out the door. As soon as it's here, it's gone.
And that, of course, is Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Our namesake record.
That's right.
Always goes, especially if there's a copy with a poster.
Oh, yeah, or people stickers. Can't resist.
But what are you people doing with these posters?
Are you keeping them?
Are you 50 and hanging them up, or are you just saying that you have them? Because that's what I would do.
That's what I do.
That's
as well.
What a responsible adults do. They just have to have and then don't display.
Exactly. And number one, which was a total surprise to me.
This reminds me of a Family Guy joke.
Peter Frampton. Fucking Frampton comes alive. Is that Peter fucking Frampton?
This some
it's my high fidelity joke.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that line.
It's a quick one.
There's some Family Guy joke where Peter is doing a stand-up act in a nursing home or something like that. And somebody yells at him, "You're a monster." And he goes, "Now, Frampton comes alive. That was a monster." But it's true. Everybody has it in their collection. Frampton comes alive. That one Christopher Cross record that I fucking hate seeing. They're in like almost 90% of record collections that walk in the door.
That's right. And while we're talking about vinyl, we should just talk just really quickly about some 2019 vinyl industry stats.
Yeah, why not? We broke records in 2019. Both personally and as an industry. I don't have the exact number in front of me.
Well, according to Rolling Stone.
Always a reliable source.
Good journalism.
Yeah, okay. Mostly.
The mid-year report from 2019 suggested that CD sales were declining while vinyl sales were growing. In February, the Record Industry Association of America had reported that vinyl sales had accounted for more than a third of the revenue coming from physical music releases.
26% of all physical music sold in the United States in 2019 was vinyl.
That's insane.
And these charts are only, of course, talking about new. There's no way to track the used numbers.
That's right.
Unless you're Dark Side Records.
And if you want to know sales numbers, according to the RIAA mid-year report, vinyl records earned $224 million on 8.6 million units sold mid-year in the first half of 2019.
Yeah, I got end-of-year numbers here.
And the second half of the year, the butt of the year, if you will, $248 million on 18.6 million units.
Billboard says 18.84 million units sold in 2019.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading the wrong thing. I was actually looking at the CD sales numbers for the same period. Yeah, CDs.
Well, that's more interesting, actually.
Yeah, 248 million and 18.6 million units sold in CD sales in the same time.
Yeah, what, vinyl 18.6 million? Mid-year?
Mid-year.
Okay. Well, yeah. But vinyl ultimately sold almost 19 million units for the whole year of 2019, which I think is the more important number.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up 14.5% over 2018. Let's do a comparison here. So this says that, this is Billboard, vinyl LP sales represented 16.7% of all album sales in 2019. In 2018, it was 11.9%. So, industry-wide, physical music sales, vinyl was 16.7% of sales. Let's compare that to Dark Side Records numbers.
Oh, I like this game.
If you look at everything we sold.
Like, this is per units sold.
Mine are by dollars. My numbers are by dollars.
Okay.
If you compare new vinyl, just new vinyl, so new 12-inch vinyl, out of everything we sell in the store, CDs, incense, oven mitts, smoke product, everything.
Not an ad.
Not an ad, but an ad. New vinyl alone accounts for 37% of our sales in 2019. And of new music sales, so vinyl, CD, cassette, whatever, it accounts for 75% of our sales.
That's a humongous number.
It is.
Yeah. Well, this article also talks about streaming. Streaming still does dominate the music industry.
Of course.
But records show that it accounted for only 4% of total revenue.
What does that tell you?
In contrast, paid subscriptions to streaming services generated 62% of industry revenues.
Pissing it away. Not owning shit. What was the number one selling record of 2019 industry-wide?
I'm going to guess, industry-wide. Record, specifically?
Specifically LP.
Ooh. Bieber.
No.
Not even close.
Not even close. It was, of course, Abbey Road from the Beatles. And even more impressive, I can't remember what year, but it's the number one selling new LP of the decade.
Wow.
Is Abbey Road.
Wow.
And of course, it got a big old bump this year from the 50th anniversary reissue that happened, and of which we're sitting in front of the gigantic display right
That's
now.
That's right. And if you look at our new vinyl list, the Beatles take up two spots on that list. One for Abbey Road, 50th anniversary, at 8th place, and then again in 10th place with the 25th anniversary edition of Sgt. Pepper's.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You people and those Beatles.
Those Beatles.
Those little Beatles.
Well, speaking of CDs, let's talk about new CD sales that happened here in the store.
Okay.
This one, I'll just do we'll just do the top five. We'll keep this
top
thing
rolling
here.
Like,
top five.
Like High Fidelity.
And coming in at number five, this one is a special request from all the lovers out there.
Number five, The Beatles.
The Beatles! Fucking there they are again!
The two CD edition of the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road was number five. Number four, another repeat, Baroness, Golden Grey. Number three, The Main. You're okay.
You are okay.
And then we get into two that are not repeats.
And predicted by me on the last podcast. Number two, Kabuchi, are you ready?
Whoop whoop.
It's Insane Clown Posse, Fearless Fred Fury, the indie exclusive edition, which of course was the double CD pack that was the only place that you can get Flip the Rat. And the Juggalos came out for that shit.
Seriously, we appreciate you guys so much for all the pre-orders, all the web orders. Like,
I'd have to crunch some numbers here. And hence. But I think we might have had more pre-orders for ICP than Tool. I'm not 100% sure on that. They're definitely damn close.
Pre-orders versus
pre-orders
orders.
Specifically.
Right.
Tool come in. Tool come in at the number one for the year. Tool, we just sold. So I'll go on record here. we've never sold anything in the entire 9-year history of this store as many times as we sold the new Tool record.
Crazy.
That's like, I think we could take our top whatevers for the last 9 years, and it may not equal the number of copies we sold of the new Tool CD.
Yeah, it's insane. Tool crushed 2019 with that new record.
Oh my God.
Their fan base?
Rabid.
Exactly the word I was going to use. Yeah. So that, of course, refers to the video screen first press that they did. Mm-hmm. That was the special deluxe edition. And does it include the book one as
well? It does include. I combine numbers because otherwise Tool would have occupied multiple spots on the top sellers list with the same album.
There you go.
So number one, and I would say like by a wide margin, number one far and wide, Tool, Fear Inoculum.
Crazy. Crazy.
It was fun. Like, there were so many orders and pre-orders for Tool and an ICP that it was, like, stressful fun. Like, specifically Tool, Brian and I, we made multiple trips to the post office, like, the day before it came out to be able to get them to people's inbox on street date. And, like, thank you all. Like,
yeah. This is another one. Thank you to everyone who pre-ordered.
For real. Because otherwise, I would have really had my dick in the wind on this one.
And then it's not just that, but then I remember the album coming out, and then a couple customers who are friends of ours, shout out Chris Pulitz, came in and told us about the variants and how they had different covers and all the things. And then this second hunt ensued where everyone was just trying to find the variants that they didn't have and the Chase variant, the Danny Carey star thing. So,
which is weirdly the one that I bought before we even knew about
it. Yeah, randomly.
I just grabbed one. I didn't look at them. I just grabbed one.
Yeah.
And then we find out literally just this week that there are variants of the new expanded book edition.
They're going to start calling again.
It was that call we ignored before the podcast started.
And I was wondering if they were going to do that. I was wondering if they were going to do variants for the book one as well. If they were going to fuck everybody a second time.
Tools.
And this one apparently it's on the inside. You can only see.
Yeah, there's nothing outside to know.
Once you open it.
So, buy away.
So, yeah. Well, all right. So, let's talk about some used CDs that came out. Similar to vinyl, these, of course, are just used copies that came in and out of the door.
God damn it. I'm just looking at the list, and who do I see again on the list?
Want to go top down for this one?
Yeah, we'll go top down.
Okay, starting with number one.
One.
The Beatles.
From the Beatles. The Beatles One, the greatest hits album that's got to be, 20 years old, released on November 13th, 2000.
Wow.
So a 20-year-old CD from the year 2000, that alone is a little mind-bending.
Yeah.
Was the number one selling used CD here in 2019.
Mm-hmm. And spoiler alert, number eight. The Beatles again, with Sgt. Pepper's.
Spoiler alert, number six, The Beatles, with Abbey Road.
That's right.
I didn't, honestly, I know we sell a lot of Beatles. I didn't know we sold this much Beatles last year.
It's a really interesting, data set. There's so much fun information included in these lists.
Totally.
When you really start to dig into them and process the information and think about it. Number two, Mac is back.
Guess who's back?
This is the one that you would expect, though.
This is Fleetwood Mac. Rumors. Number two, UCD here last year.
Mm-hmm. Number three was Pearl Jam's 10, their first album.
No, it was number three. Sorry.
Nice try.
No good?
Yep, they had a big year with their MTV Unplugged that they released for Black Friday.
Yeah.
So that could have given them the PJB. Pearl Jam bump.
Did you see that post from the other day?
No.
They made a post the other day. I think it was the name of the new album, or presumably the new album.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's probably a Pearl Jam album happening in 2020.
All right.
Get ready.
Heard it here first.
Oh. I mean, I don't know that, but that was a speculation. It was some sort of cryptic Instagram post or something they made. There was a news story about it. That's how I saw it.
Okay. Number four, our namesake once again, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Number five, cracking the top here. It's Green Day, American Idiot. Green Day, who has a new album coming out just next month, right?
That's right.
Look at all these bands. You remember that? It's probably not good radio here, but did you see that flow chart a couple of months ago that was going around the internet? It was like the top selling artist of all time for the last 50 years, and it like waxed and waned.
It's those cool bar graphs that they show over the years and how they
I feel move. Like that's we're kind of doing the same thing here. Like, look at these, all the top artists on this list are bands that have been around for the most part, minimally 20 years.
Hey, people who make those graphics, hit us up.
Send us your program.
Yeah, tell us how to do a thingy.
I can make a bar graph, but it requires a pencil.
Mm-hmm. Number 7, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction. All the classics are on here. Number 9, Alice in Chains, Jar of Flies.
And number 10, Alice in Chains, Dirt.
Yeah, surprising.
Yeah.
Good on you, Alice in Chains.
I'm going to skip ahead a couple of stuff. Then we got the Eagles, Hell Freezes Over, Soundgarden, Super Unknown, Bob Dylan, Desire. And then we get to number 14, and it's Rush. And, of course, that's the first one of the year, really. Neil Peart.
There you go.
Yep. Neil passed away, 2 days ago now?
That's right.
That was Friday, and we're here at Sunday. So that's a big one, big loss. But look at the album that sold over, if you had to guess a Rush record that was going to be on the top in the top 15.
2112.
2112, right?
Yeah.
Fucking wrong. Snakes and Arrows. People are filling holes in that collection.
That's it. That's what it is. And let's talk about some other quick categories here.
Okay.
That'll be fun. Speaking of Pearl Jam and Black Friday, let's talk about our biggest selling record survey and Black Friday releases.
Yeah.
We combined those into one list, so you can see.
Let's get nuanced here, too. Where are we going? We going top down, bottom down?
We'll go bottom up.
All right, bottom up. Starting with?
Number 10.
Number 10.
Green Day, Woodstock 94 from Record Store Day.
That's number 11.
Let me see your list. Are we looking at the same list?
It's the list I sent you.
Oh, okay. So I combined your one and two, into one number one.
Gotcha. Green Day. Woodstock 94, live.
That's right. That was a Record Store Day exclusive.
So my math is wrong. So minus two. Number 9. So Pink Floyd, A Saucer Full of Secrets in mono.
Mm-hmm. Also from Record Store Day.
Yep, Record Store Day last year.
Number 8, Weezer's The Teal Album.
Yeah.
Also from Record Store Day.
That one's still chugging along. Not on teal vinyl anymore, but... Right. People can't get enough Africa. And then we kick it up to number 7 here, and we got a little Black Friday piece slipping in the mix. It's Colonel Claypool's Fearless Flying Frog Brigade. Say that 5 times fast.
Mm-hmm. That's the idea.
Live Frog sets 1 and 2. Y'all really came out on that one. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That was definitely the one on Black Friday I think I was the most excited about.
Yeah. I would say I would have thought it was like our number 2 for Black Friday this year, but it wasn't actually.
Mm. Actually, as you go up here, numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4 are all Black Friday.
Yeah.
So,
but this is what I was talking about, the nuance. There's a bit of a caveat with that. So, 3-inch records. Let's talk about them.
Okay. They exist.
They do exist. So Record Store Day this year launched the 3-inch format, bringing back the classic Japanese format. And it was launched on Record Store Day this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a little internal debate about whether or not the 3-inch blind boxes actually count in the top 10 in the top sellers list.
Right.
Because, so for example, if you look at the actual numbers, the real number one... We're skipped over a bunch of shit, but whatever. The real number one was the Epitaph Records blind box set. So there are 4 different Epitaph releases to choose from. And so because it's 4 but under 1 UPC, does it count?
That's the numbers game.
That's how you
bump your numbers.
I was like, that's what Ticketmaster does it, right?
Something like that. Yeah, and I mean, and what you had for number two was the Third Man 3-inch blind boxes. Mm-hmm. Same idea. It was a set of four. They were random, or you could just buy the whole set of four. So those crushed purely in the numbers game.
In the numbers game, just because there was so many of each one to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and so many people just wanted the whole set.
Yeah. Back to the list.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're at number six now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, of course, this was a fun one. South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. The soundtrack from Record Store Day.
This was one that just, this flew out the door before I even had realized it. It was
nobody cool. fucking believed me. Everybody argued with me about this one. But I went big, and it paid off. Thank Satan. Because it was expensive.
Yeah, this was like a super deluxe one.
I want to. So, if you remember, there was two different versions, and each one came with two characters. So there was like a Kyle Cartman and then a Stan Kenny version. So you got two characters each one. So the super fans out there, you know, we made sure we're very conscious of flippers. Fuck off, flippers. But we made sure, and. Actually, no. Now that I remember it, we got like all of one SKU, basically. Hmm. So we had a ton of copies, and it was only, I want to say, Stan Kenny or something like that. And it wasn't until later on that we got the Kyle Cartmans, like way after Record Store Day. And it was really a sort of the beginning of the whole distribution debacle that happened in 2019.
I don't know why you're clinking your can of Liquid Death there.
It's supposed to be ominous to the industry, as in, fuck you.
Fuck you, industry we're in. Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it. Number five, one that I was excited for, Green Jelly, or as I will still call them, Green Jello.
Mm-hmm.
The Serial Killer soundtrack. As we talked about on our Record Store Day podcast back in the day, this was just one that I loved as a kid, and I was so excited to see on vinyl.
And many others of you as well. That was another record, like, it broke records.
I see what you did there.
Thanks. Number four, another 3-inch. The Charlie Brown Christmas set, Vince Guaraldi and the mm-hmm. boys mm-hmm. from Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. That was another blind box.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Fish, Story of the Ghost.
You can always count on a Fish release.
Yeah.
And it's like, hands down, you don't even need to question it.
And they always do great. It's Fish. And number two, like we were mentioning, Pearl Jam, MTV Unplugged from Black Friday.
I would also say bolstered by the mysterious sudden more copies found a month after the release. Not by us. Suddenly, we got an email from Sony saying, hey, if you want more Pearl Jam, order them right now. And they'll be there next week. And so I did. And they were. And I think that's what helped push it up to the top here. Mysterious absence from the top 10. Notice a particular band that's not on this list.
You're going to have to be more specific.
That's always, like, one of the biggest sellers on Record Store Day or Black Friday?
Cake.
No. Well,
Grateful Dead.
There you go.
Okay.
No Grateful Dead on the top list. I'm surprised by that.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm scrolling to try to figure out where they appear. Because if I remember right, wow. Coming in at number 37 was Grateful Dead, The Warfield, San Francisco.
Could that be purely a numbers game, meaning it's a box set, it's a little more expensive, it's a shorter run of the piece itself.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of ins and outs, a lot of what have yous here, especially on the Record Store Day list, because, you know, like, let's go with the Crow soundtrack. That's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
So the Crow came in at number 32 on our list of top sellers for Record Store Day. But had we gotten all the Crow that we ordered, it could have easily been top 10. Mm. So, like, that's the thing with Record Store Day. We order, we try to play the game, make sure we get an amount that we think we can sell. But then all the other stores are ordering too, so they cut us back a little bit to make sure that there's room for everybody.
Well, we also posted a couple other lists that'll be fun. I'll just do some quick ones talking about these. We even compiled movies.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-loved movies. We even broke them down by format. So your used Blu-rays Surprising, your number one used Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Star Trek Into Darkness. I mean, great movie. I really enjoyed it.
What do I know?
He's just shrugging.
I saw one of them, the first Star Trek with J.J. Abrams, maybe.
Okay, okay.
Like 10 years ago? Does that sound right?
Did it have a Beastie Boys song in it?
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I saw it once, like 10 years ago.
Spoiler alert, there's a Beastie Boys song in Into Darkness.
Oh, we ruined it.
I know. And the best-selling used DVD, also a little surprising, but maybe my favorite of this director, Unbreakable.
Another one I haven't seen.
It's good.
Okay.
You don't like superheroes. You might not like it.
That's a superhero movie?
Spoiler alert. Sorry. It's only been out 20 years, but...
Really?
There's some superhero
shit
in there.
What the fuck is it about? I thought it was like a thriller or something.
I mean, it's poised as a thriller, and because it's M. Night Shyamalan, of course, there's a twist.
Oh, God.
The twist involves water. Not to be confused with Lady in the Water, his later film.
Or The Happening, and where the wind is the villain.
Mm-hmm. Was it a trees? I didn't see that one.
It was like the wind was... I can't remember exactly what it was doing. It was making Mark Wahlberg upset.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. This is a drama mystery.
Other formats? Tapes. Used tapes. The number one selling used tape? For all you lovers out there,
mm-hmm.
This is a good one. Putting this on in your van, will you? Getting busy.
Get down by the river.
Exactly. Ooh. In Poughkeepsie.
Yeah. That tiny little circle down there.
Oh, I've done that. Sade, The Promise, or just Promise. Sade, number one selling used cassette in the store.
Apparently, cassettes are made for loving. Because look at this top selling list here. Number one, Sade, Promise, Prince, Purple Rain at number two.
Mm.
Of course, a little on the nose here, but number three, Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet.
Ooh.
Coming up next, we got Aerosmith's Pump. And then, of course, Motley Crue's Too Fast for Love.
This is like what my parents made out to. That's what this whole list
is. Can I get a Scorpion's Love at First Sting here?
And one other category that we thought we'd talk about is just smoke stuff.
Mm.
Of course, we opened our smoke shop here at Darkside in 2019.
That's right.
That was a pretty big change. And we crunched the numbers. Enhance. Number one selling item? Dope Absolute Batteries.
Yeah.
Dope?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going for there.
Our part.
It stands for do our part, but they put an umlaut over the O.
So I'm going to call it Dope.
Dope. It's a dope battery.
But yeah, dope vape batteries were a number one selling thing.
Sounds horrible to say out loud.
And also funny, number two selling thing was the Presto pipe.
The old poke and toke.
That's it. Which if you don't know, is just like a little screw-in thing that you jam right into a can of something and you can smoke out of it.
I don't know if this is the motto for that company, but it should be. It should be, if it pokes, it tokes.
You can use that, but we're going to need
free of charge.
10%.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, like we said at the top of the podcast, we just wanted to share a couple of these lists with you, and we wanted to know some of your questions.
That's right.
We put it out there, and we got a couple responses.
Nobody wanted to respond to me.
I just use flashier graphics. That's all it is. I'll start, of course, here with this first response that we got. This one, I'm not going to say their username, but they said, hey, your profile is awesome. If you get the time, come check out my page.
It must be Come Vag again.
Delete. I got a response on Instagram from @_okay_who_cares_.
You are okay.
Who also was someone who submitted a top 10 list here.
Oh, thank you.
But they wrote, why do you think the stores had good longevity over the last 9 years?
Wow. Interesting, thoughtful question.
Yeah.
You get thoughtful question, I get cum veg. That's the level of things I'm used to here. It's such a multifaceted answer.
Yeah. And it's also, I question it because there's just one very specific character, which is, you know, do you think the stores, is it supposed to be store with apostrophe S, meaning our store? Has had good longevity.
That's how I took it.
Indie stores in general, which is how it's typed out here. Stores.
I think that he's starting to say a possessive S.
So our store specifically.
Yeah.
Okay. We could talk about both. But
yeah. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think one, thanks to Record Store Day, I think it's a little bit back in the culture, and it's records are sexy again, and I think the music landscape of where people are and how people consume music has changed. Well, obviously, streaming wasn't... when we opened the store, only, what, 10 years ago, 9 years ago, streaming wasn't really a thing. It was still... iTunes was the height of things. I think it was sort of the tapering end of your illegal downloading, like your Napsters and...
your Kazaa.
Yeah, all that kind of shit. I think it had mostly gone out... what was it? File transfers, I think, were the thing when the store opened.
I feel like it might have been blogs. There was a big part where it was just music. I'm doing it with air quotes.
Okay.
Blogs, where people just put download links to things that were coming out.
Yeah, and it was iTunes, and, you know, it's fucking boring. Like, looking at this list, and it was more of a... it was like a dick measuring contest tonight. Like, look how many files are on my phone, or look how many files are on my iPod, and I've got a lifetime worth of music I can never listen to. And I think that helped pave the rise for indie stores. And of course, here in the Hudson Valley, there just wasn't really anything happening. There wasn't even a mall store you could buy music. There was only Best Buy and Target. And say what you want, like those. It's good for big box corporations to also be in the music game. I think it helps the industry as a whole and helps us to not only look better because we give a fuck about music, but it also helps keep product in the stores because they are larger consumers of buying music goods than we are. But then when it comes down to service and knowledge and the ability to make fun of you when you walk in the door in a fun way, that's where Darkside steps in.
Yeah. My response to that would be, piggybacking off that last sentiment, is we try to establish a good rapport. We want to do something unique here, and we want to share a good connection with our customers. And opening this store, obviously I was a customer here when the store first opened and have come on and taken a larger role here. But it's about good connections. We have great customers.
Totally.
And we try to nurture that, and we try to connect with you. We're not here to be pretentious.
Nope.
We're here to connect with you, and I think that's a big part of it, is we want to be on your level. We're at eye level. We want to know what you love, and we want to share in that, and we just love music, and that's what the store was founded on, and we just try to follow that instinct as we continue it.
And you all tell us about shit we don't know about all the time, and that's cool, because that's the way it should be. It's like it's its own little microcosm of a community, just here in these four walls.
Yeah, fostering a community is exactly what it is, yeah. And even, like, we do these events, we do these ridiculous flea markets in here. We do, patchings. We do things just because we think they're fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
But also, we listen to you, and we try to give you what you want, and to do this together.
Yeah. We're all in this together. We couldn't do it without you. And we're here to serve. And you know what? It feels shitty to me when I don't have what you want. Like, I always feel like, damn it. Gotta try a little bit harder to know a little bit more about what you need. And that's it's like the ultimate hunt, like always having what you want. That's what I'm going for.
Well, that leads us to our second question that I got. This one was on Facebook from top fan John O. Benjamin.
John O!
And he says, when are you going to start a Customer of the Month Club?
When are you going to fucking start it, John O?
It's called Tap Mango, okay?
Well, I need more details, specifics. What's it entail?
Yeah, what do you want, a parking space? What do you want?
Oh, my God, that's fucking brilliant. We should do a parking space, top fan parking.
Top fan of the month. We'll put a little picture of you on the thing. You get a parking space.
That's,
all right, I'm in.
That's funny and adorable at the same time.
We'll talk, John Benjamin.
Yep. And we own your likeness as soon as you give us that photo forever.
So that's all the questions I got.
Okay.
I got two. Well, thank you to everyone who submitted questions, both of you.
Yeah, but thanks, y'all.
And the guy who told us to go check out his page.
Also, thank you, Cumbat. Benedict Cumberbatch.
So, yeah, and that being said, please come out to our 9th anniversary party. It's going to be here January 18th, Saturday, January 18th.
That's this coming week.
That's right.
This coming Saturday.
A few days away, provided this goes out on time and is out before the anniversary party. But it's our 9th anniversary. Our technical anniversary.
Technical anniversary. I don't know what day of the week it is. Is Wednesday. Wednesday, January 15th is the technical 9th anniversary mm-hmm. of Dark Side Records. But of course, we all know you work. You got shit to do. You got mouths to feed. So we out here on the 18th celebrating.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of fun stuff planned.
Ton of stuff. And I got to say, probably our biggest sale of the year. I think that's how we usually do it. It's probably how we usually bill it. And God damn it, it's true. I'm not even going to say what it is yet, even though it's up here. It's clinking around the old the old mouse box. Yeah, I said it.
Okay.
It's going to be big. Can't say that word. It's going to be big.
Okay. And there's going to be food. Mole Mole from Poughkeepsie is going to be here.
Mole Mole.
Delicious Mexican food for lunch. Poughkeepsie Grind is going to be here giving out free fucking coffee.
107 Main Street in Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie Grind.
.com.
Whatever that's true.
Illuminated Coffee. Oh, okay. That's what it is. .com. The good folks from Care of DC, Compassionate Animal Rescue Efforts of Dutchess County, they're going to be here.
The pups.
With some pups, so you can meet some puppies. And just so y'all know, we did a thing to say thanks to everyone who came to Rockin' Santa.
Rockin'.
Who, you know, donated and gave a ton of money to these folks. We appreciate it so much. There's actually a dog at Care of DC that we have sponsored.
This dog is cute as shit, too.
We sponsored all the adoption fees. This dog is fucking free. So if you want a free dog, I should probably sell that better than that, but here we are. Her name is Julie.
Julie.
She's an adorable pup. You can see a picture of her and a whole bunch more info of her on our Facebook or on our website, or talk to the folks at Care of DC on Saturday at our party.
Will Julie be here?
Great question. Great question. I'll get back to you.
Okay. Be nice to meet Julie.
Agreed. So, and then there is, of course, going to be live music in the evening. It's a special WRRV Hudson Valley Homegrown Live Showcase.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. There's going to be live music. The Underline is playing, Wither is playing, and The Wall of Ego is going
to
play.
We're marching to the wall.
Okay. So just come out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got stuff going on all day. So you come early, come late,
yeah.
Come in between, come veg, whatever.
Yeah. If you got to work on Saturday, no big deal. We're here till 9. I'm excited for tacos. Know about you.
Indeed.
We're going to have beers on tap. Did we say that?
No, we didn't.
How do we forget that? Beers on tap.
Local craft beers. On tap.
That's right. We're going to have the Blue Collar Brewing Cream Ale on tap. And the Millhouse IPA. I can't remember the name of the IPA. Sorry, Millhouse. Or no, sorry. The Kolsch. The Cold One Coat.
There we go.
Cold One Kolsch.
There you go. We'll post all this stuff, of course, on our Facebook page and on our website.
Yeah.
Go look at it. Go give the follow. Do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening to this podcast, thank you so much for listening. As always, like we like to say, if you enjoy it, head on over to iTunes, head on over to Spotify, head on over to Stitcher, wherever it is that you get your podcast from.
Stitcher? I barely knew her.
Oh, God. Leave us a nice review. Leave us some stars. You know, let people know. It helps us expose ourselves to new listeners, and we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Shit, about the gong, like close out the dong gong to close out the podcast.
It's not too late.
It's not, but I don't want to go get it.
Next podcast.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah.
So that about wraps up this episode here. Thank you so much for everyone who listened, for everyone who sent in questions, and thank you in advance, everyone who comes out on Saturday.
For real. Thank you for taking it all away and taking it all in.
I don't like that phrasing at all.
All the sights and sounds and smells.
The squelches?
Squelch?
Don't worry about it. All right, so thanks for listening. As always, stop on by Dark Side Records, 611 Justice Turnpike in Poughkeepsie, or on the web at darksiderecords.com. I'm JB.
I'm JJ.
Thanks for listening.
See you in the bins.